I met him at the Flute and the Blues, and then we became fast friends.
Okay. Yeah.
He worked for me many, many times.
Yeah.
What a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
And funny as he could be, he'd crack you up.
Yeah.
As many times as he had to do Moody's Mood, he had to invent new lyrics and different stuff, and he just cracked you up. I have a recording of him from the North Park Hotel when he was on the bill with Gene Ammons. And it so happened that Moody had cleaned up. He was not a drinker anymore. And Jug was the drunk. So this particular Sunday, Jug was pretty sober, and Moody had fallen off the wagon for that day.
Oh.
So he proceeded to take apart the Star-Spangled Banner, phrase by phrase. And he'd go, da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, isn't that corny? You know how he lisped. He said, now, and look how they resolve it. Da-da-da-da-da-da. That's terrible. And he went through the whole thing like that, and we were crying. We were laughing so much. And at the end of it, he said, now, wouldn't this be a hipper national anthem? And he started playing The Shadow of Your Smile. And that was it.
Oh,
I didn't dare put it out because Nixon was president then, and we were in Vietnam and all that. And I said, they'll throw us all in jail.
Oh,
but that was funny.
Oh, that's classic Moody. Oh, my God.